$1 trillion package to save the euro.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The European Union has just agreed to a plan worth nearly $1 trillion to stabilize European markets and currency. Christopher Wirth has more.
Early this morning, European leaders announced they would set up a joint fund to backstop countries in need. The rescue plan is worth nearly $1 trillion.
The measure is really huge. I mean, obviously, much bigger than expected.
Stefan Schneider is with Deutsche Bank. He says Greece was in turmoil and a financial contagion was said to be infecting Europe. Besides the dollar amount, the big question was whether the European Central Bank would begin buying up European government bonds. Previously, the bank had avoided such measures, but today it says it will begin buying up sovereign debt. Schneider again.
In this respect, I mean, the Eurozone has given a clear signal, so it might actually work.
But no one is quite sure just how much money will be made available. Schneider says a lot of the fear is simply over how well the European Union can respond to skyrocketing budget deficits among its member countries.
Which country isn't? I mean, look at the UK. UK is even worse. Look at the US, double-digit deficits. The US is in no better shape than the Eurozone.
Both the U.S. and the U.K. have also bought up government bonds to pump money into the economy. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Nothing like $1 trillion to take the edge off the Greek debt crisis. London's FTSE is up 4.8% this morning. Paris's CAC 40 up 8.25%. Asian markets up across the board as well. Tokyo's Nikkei index added 1.6%. And oil's back up a bit this morning, about $77 a barrel. It was down around $75 on worries that Europe's debt could slow global growth. Meanwhile, BP is scrambling to find a solution for the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. BP said this morning the leak has cost $350 million so far.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by PBS, presenting Into the Deep, America, Whaling and the World, on American Experience, tonight on PBS. Local times may vary.
Heads of the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ go to Capitol Hill today to discuss Thursday's wild ride with financial regulators. The reasons for that record plunge are still a mystery. Meanwhile, banking reform is on the Senate's agenda again this week. A new amendment to that bill is being announced today. Our own John Dimsdale joins us from Washington to talk about this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, John, what is this latest amendment?
Well, it stems from those charges against Goldman Sachs that were brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Goldman's charged with helping a hedge fund put together a package of shaky mortgages that were then sold to Goldman's clients without telling them that the hedge fund was betting the mortgages would fail. So a couple of senators, led by Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, are putting together an amendment that would ban investment banks from betting against the products that they sell to their customers.
Well, since banks earn a lot of money from these trades, I imagine this is one more part of the reform bill that bank lobbyists are trying to defeat.
They haven't seen the amendment yet, so we haven't got any official comment. But yes, their defense has always been that they act only as the trader in these sales. The market maker is the technical term. They say they're offering products to sophisticated buyers who have the expertise to investigate what's going on before they invest in them. And the banks say revealing the motives of the seller is not their obligation.
What are the prospects for Senate passage of the financial reform bill?
Well, the voting on amendments resumes tomorrow, and the pace is going to pick up. Leaders had hoped to be done by the end of this week. Most predict it'll be next week before the Senate finishes. And the Senate bill has to be reconciled with the House before any final package can be sent to the White House.
John Dimsdale in Washington, D.C. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
One goal of that financial reform bill is to make the market safer for big investors like pension funds. But that is not going to help the problem pensions are facing right now, as Jennifer Collins reports.
Beverly Miller spent many years teaching in Southern California. Now she spends her retirement keeping up her house in San Diego. And for a while, she patrolled the city as a volunteer policewoman. She wore a uniform.
But they don't let you shoot anybody.
She didn't need the money because CalPERS, California's generous state retirement system, pays retirees like her an average of $25,000 a year. It's not clear how long CalPERS can keep that up. During the financial crisis, CalPERS funds lost more than a fifth of their value. CalPERS lost hundreds of millions on complex securities and shaky real estate deals. Miller says she wants CalPERS to rein in that risky investing.
I don't go to the track, and I don't go to casinos. And I don't think CalPERS belongs there either.
Ann Simpson is a senior portfolio manager at CalPERS. She's been jetting between Sacramento and the East Coast as she works to make investing safer.
Where am I? I'm at JFK at the airport, just about to get back on the plane.
Simpson wants tougher oversight of the financial system.
Getting derivatives regulated and transparent is key. And I think also the setting up of a systemic risk regulator is very important to us as well.
But financial reform may not be the whole answer. Financial consultant Alan Biller says CalPERS is in a tricky situation. It might not be able to keep providing generous benefits unless it keeps going out on a limb.
There's always pressure for managers to take more risk for higher returns.
CalPERS may require new workers to pay in more money and retire later. Biller says that's exactly what pension funds need to do. Otherwise, they could end up making the same investment mistakes all over again. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, someone very close to our hearts here at Marketplace passed away on Sunday, singer and actress Lena Horne, whose signature song, Stormy Weather, is something we play a lot on this show. Horne started out as a chorus girl at the Cotton Club in New York and went on to star in dozens of movies, including Panama Hattie and the musical Stormy Weather. She was 92. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.